SBS Radio.
Mr. Waqas Ahmed, welcome to SBS Bangla.
Thank you.
How was Clean Up Australia Day?
It was a very good event. We had 29 sites nationwide with over 900 volunteers who took part, which comprised of men, women and children. And we were able to raise over $2,000 nationwide, with one of our chapters taking out the top position in fundraising as well.
Why do you people take part?
As the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that cleanliness is half of faith. So with that teaching, we passionately take part in the annual Cleanup Day event of Australia, and to inculcate that same teaching in our youth and other members, and also to engage with the wider Australian public community. It gives us an opportunity to mix with them, work with them, and keeping our country clean, keeping our backyard clean.
What is your plan for next year?
So next year, as with all the years, we'll try our best to increase the number of sites, increase the number of volunteers, and increase the funds that we can raise. And with the help of Clean Up Australia, that organisation, who we liaise with throughout the year, engage with them to help them better this event as much as possible. And also just to make sure that every member of our community is taking part in this and making this very a strong annual event in our calendar of events.
What is the main difference between the mainstream Muslims and Ahmadiyya community?
First of all, MD Muslim community are Muslims. We believe in one God, and we believe that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah Ta'ala. So in terms of that, we are Muslims. I guess key difference is that we also believe that the Messiah, whose advent was foretold by Prophet Muhammad 1400 years ago, we believe that he has come. His name is Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, was born in Qadian, and in 1989 he founded the movement, a reformist movement within Islam, on the precept of the Holy Quran, the sayings and practices of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that reformist movement is called the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. And that is the key difference, that we believe that this person in the name of Ghulam Ahmad, who was born in Qadian, is the Mahdi, the Messiah, whose advent was foretold by Prophet Muhammad, and he has come, and so we believe in him.
Nowadays, we notice that you people spread a message of peace, and you said that your motto is love for all, hatred for none. Would you like to say something about this?
Yes. So one of the key teachings, the Promised Messiah, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, taught us that the jihad of the sword is no longer. And he was given the title of the King of the Pen, because what he did was he wrote books. He defended Islam against all other religions, the allegations made against Islam, purely by writing and purely by holding debates and seminars. So with that, what we try to also do is inculcate the love of humanity, and ensuring that there's no hatred towards anybody, there's no animosity towards anybody, regardless of the color, creed, religion, caste. But that is the fundamental teaching of Islam. And with this motto, love for all, hatred for none, essentially is nothing new. It's a summary of what Islam teaches us to be as human beings.
Is there anything else you would like to share with us?
Just like to firstly thank Clean Up Australia Day organization and their founder, Ian Kernan, late Ian Kernan, who passed away last year. So this was the first year this event was held without him being around. He was a great pioneer of the Australian community, great environmentalist who initiated this event a number of years ago. And we were very fortunate that from the very first Clean Up Australia Day ever held in Australia, our community, Ahmadi Muslim community, took part in that one. And we continue to do so every year. And we just want to share with the public that it's a great cause. Australia is our home. We live in this country. And it's a great opportunity for us to play a little part of making sure that our country and our environment is clean for our future generations to come. And we wish that everybody of all backgrounds, all the Australian public, take great part in this Clean Up Day event all the years to come.
Mr. Waqas Ahmed, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. SBS.com.au